This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, good to have you with me. My name's Simon Smart. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. I'm talking today with Mick Martin. Mick is the pastor of the Upper Room, which is a non-denominational church in North Sydney. Good to see you again, Mick.
Hi, Simon. How are you going?
Now, Mick, we've been talking about money, some of its pitfalls, the ways it can lead us astray and so on. Last time you started to talk about what can sometimes be what you said a dehumanizing impact of the love of money.
Yeah, so the I guess we need to say up front, we're not talking about money as being in and of itself a problem, but the kind of relationship that we have with money can be problematic, and particularly when money steals our heart, I guess, and when that's the thing that we love more than anything else. And as you say, it can have a dehumanizing impact on us. I saw an extreme example of this once in a documentary film called The Corporation, which I'm sure a lot of people have heard of and seen perhaps. But it's looking at the whole nature of corporations and how they operate. But there was one particular moment in this documentary where they were interviewing a guy who was a Wall Street trader, and he was reflecting on his response to the 9/11 attacks in New York City. And there was this remarkable thing he said. It was a quotable quote because it was just so horrific. But he said, "In devastation, there is opportunity." And then he said that when he heard about the attacks on the World Trade Center, he was in New York that day, says the first thing that came into his head was that the thought that gold must be up. You know, even though he knew that what he was hearing was horrific in terms of its human impact, His reflex response was the thought gold must be up.
Totally divorced from the suffering, the horrific nature.
Yeah,
of the attack.
And detached from that. You know, so not mindless of that, but just detached from that. And I think it's all about perspective, because the motivating thing in his life, the number one love in his life, the thing that he served, was money. That was the thing that was more important than anything else.
And what we really value comes out in our behaviour, doesn't it? And
I think
so
that's it. Yeah.
There's a classic example of
that's
that.
Right. Because if you ask the same guy what's more important, human life or money, I'm sure he would answer human life. But the behaviour is the thing that shows the deep feelings and the deep values.
There's a sense in which the love of money can end up being tied up to a whole lot of things, like our self-worth and our identity and the way we view other people, can't it?
Yeah, and again, I think this is part of the dehumanizing effect that an inordinate love of money can have, is that we actually start to value ourselves. Our whole sense of self-worth becomes based on how much or how little money we have. And we, even in our language, you know, we look at somebody who's has a high-profile career, they're earning a lot of money, we label them successful purely on the basis of how wealthy they are, how much money they earn, without asking any questions about their character, what kind of husband and father they might be, how they contribute to the community. You know,
what sort of friend they are.
Totally, yeah.
Whereas those sorts of things, they could be a complete disaster in all of those areas.
Exactly.
And yet we'd still label them successful.
Yeah.
And that says something to us about that person, but also about ourselves and the people around us.
Exactly. And conversely, when we struggle financially, if we feel like, you know, things are tight, it can often lead to feelings of inadequacy, failure, low self-esteem. And you know, it's all to do with the fact that we attach our personal self-value, our worth, to money.
I can hear some people objecting and saying, "Now, Mick, money's good. It does lots of good things. There's plenty of positive aspects to it if we've got the right attitude to money."
Absolutely. We can have a really positive relationship with money when money is not the master but becomes the servant. We started by talking about this earlier in the week.
Jesus talking about you can't serve both
you
God.
You can't serve. And the implication of that, you can't serve God and money, and the implication of that being that the relationship we have with money is often a master-servant one, and the question then is whether or not we're the master or the servant. So we can make money our servant, and we can turn money outward to do good to others, you know. And so, but the Christian worldview, of course, it hinges on the idea that we're created in the image of God, and that's where our intrinsic value, our intrinsic worth, sits, and we're commanded then out of that to love God and then to love others as we love ourselves. And so money can become the means by which we can express that love for God and others when we turn it outwards.
Thanks a lot, Mick.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.